Hello, my name is Walter Backer, and I'm with Ronnie Johnson. We're at the Crusade Church in Russellville, Arkansas. We just wanted to speak to you a few moments about healings that God does, miracles that God does, because we have both personally experienced these miracles, these wonderful things that God does for us in healing our bodies. And we wanted to share some of these with you right now. And Ronnie has spoke to me and told me recently today about he was prayed for last week at our church here, and God actually healed him. He had told us about a back injury that he has had or a back problem that he's had, and he spoke about it, and he came forward to the church brethren, and we anointed him with oil and prayed the prayer of faith for him. And he came back and gave us a good report today. So we'd like to share that with you in hopes that it might build your faith and edify you. So, Ronnie, would you tell us and tell the listeners about this healing that God did for you?
Well, I'd had trouble with a pinched nerve in my right side of my back, and it hurt all the way down to my ankle. I was taking muscle relaxers for it, and Larry told me that... He told me about several people being healed here, and then also one of the Taiwanese students, Sarah, had told me that a woman had been healed from her back injury and back problems, and I'd always wanted to come over here and visit the church, so I came over, and I thought while I was here, I'd just get prayed for. Everyone gathered around, laid hands on me, anointed me with oil, and laid hands on me, and I've been healed before on other problems, and I knew God can heal, and know He does heal. And while they were praying for me, you had put your hand around and had your thumb kind of gently massaging my spine. And while one of the ladies was praying, I just felt a little click. And I thought, well, probably whatever it was slipped back in place. And when I finished praying, I asked you, did you feel that? And you said yes. And I didn't feel like I should say anything at that time, and I didn't. Went to work on Monday, and I stand up at my job. Did a lot of standing, so didn't have any pain.
Wow, praise God for that. You mentioned something about you had been taking some pain medication.
Yes,
Ronnie.
Yes.
And you showed the bottle of medication to me at today, and I really didn't understand when you held it up what it was, but you had a joy about you, and you were rejoicing, and I believe, didn't you tell me that you didn't have to take those pain medications anymore? Is that right?
I haven't taken any. There's been a few times over the past week that three times that I felt the muscle just tightening up in my back. And I just talked to it. I said, nope, you can't do that. You've been healed. You can't do it anymore. And it would just instantly relieve. So I think sometimes when you're healed, maybe most times even, when you're healed, the devil tries to bring it back, tries to say, oh, you weren't healed, and tries to bring it back, symptoms back on you. But I just wouldn't let it come back.
Ronnie, I can bear witness with what you're saying about that. I have been healed of several different things in my physical body that the Lord has done, and I've known it was the Lord because of the timing and the way that He did it. The last time that I was healed was we were at a feast of the Lord last year, and I had a problem with my foot on the top of my left foot. And it had been a problem that had been going on for a couple months. And it was painful on the top of my foot. And I don't know if I had a pulled ligament or a fracture on a bone. I don't know what it was. But it kept getting worse and worse. And it had got to the point to where it had become quite painful. Well, at this feast that we were at, it was a Feast of Tabernacles, which we were rejoicing in the Lord. On the last day of the feast, we were worshiping God there in song, and I remember noticing that after that we had been standing and praying, and I noticed that I didn't have any pain in my foot, and I made a mental note of it That's kind of interesting because there was no pain in my foot. And so then we left the meeting place and we went in and had some dinner. Well, while we were sitting there at the table having dinner, I remembered, oh, yeah, that's right. I hadn't noticed any pain in my foot. I thought, I've got to check on this because I've had this for a couple months. So I went down and I put my finger where the pain had been, right on the top of my foot where those tender bones are at, and there wasn't any pain. It was gone. And I pushed on it harder and harder, and there was no pain. Well, it totally amazed me, and I realized then that the Lord, during that meeting, when we were worshiping Him, had just gave me a gift of healing in that foot. And I've seen Him do this before, so it was a wonderful thing. Well, I even went around and told people, I was quite happy about it, and said, look, you can even stand on this foot if you want to. Before, it was so tender that it was causing me a lot of pain, and I wouldn't think of even pushing down on it very hard with my finger. And now I'm telling people that, look, if you want to stand on this foot, yeah, you can stand on it because I have no pain at all in this. So that was a wonderful thing. But then it was a day or two later, I noticed I felt a little pain back in that same area. And I thought, well, you know, the Lord healed me. But the question came into my mind, well, did the Lord really heal you? Or was that just something that happened and you're really not healed after all? But I remember thinking when that question came to my mind, well, you know, the Lord did heal me. And this pain that I'm feeling there is, you know, not from the Lord. This must be coming from my enemy, who's Satan. So I just remembered the word of the Lord that says, His word is healing and health to all my flesh, and by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. And I did just as you did, Ronnie. I said, you know, this I'm not receiving because the Lord healed me, and I'm just going to proclaim His healing and His word over my body. And you know what? The pain left. And there's been a couple times when the pain has tried to re-enter, but when it has done that, I just did the same thing. And I can tell you that I have experienced this same thing before in other healings that I've had before, and it's always the same way, that you may even feel a pain after that the Lord has healed you, but don't receive it and know that you're in a spiritual conflict here. That's what it is. And you have to receive healing the way you receive salvation. That's by faith. You have to believe and trust the Word of God and put it to work in your body just as you do in your spirit and in your soul. And it works. When you stand on the Word of God, it will do what its purpose is to do. It will perform it on you, and you will receive the promises. So this is Walt Backer along with Ronnie Johnson, thanking you for taking the time to listen to us and wishing you well, and hope this encourages you and helps your faith to